Yes, buddy, thanks for having him on. It, as I said before, it's not the typical Kamala or whatever, but he's a very tenacious young man.
I tell you, he sounds very intelligent. He sounds a very likable type person. I can't wait to meet him.
He's a very, very good person. You know, buddy, I still teach each and every one of my students, and of course, Tony is one of my trainers. He is the trainer. And I teach each and every one of them. I said, you go up there and beat that guy that way. That's the way you do it. I mean, it's just like Tony, you know, it's very deceiving to talk to him, but he gets to that square circle, and he doesn't pitch you any quarter, and he don't want you throwing one quarter back at him.
Oh, my jack.
See, that's the way it is.
My jacket is.
That's the Akbar style. That's not only Akbar style, that's the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it has to be.
Right.
And, you know, I always told everybody, and I really still cling to this particular thing about myself. When Akbar's around, Devastation Incorporated, we always wreak havoc. Things are going to happen. Things are going to be exciting. And, of course, the fans know this. And it's really, really, as I said before, uncanny how many of the people remember. They call. For some strange reason, they got my address, which is, that's all right, off the Internet. It's amazing of how many people call and ask me, you know, we were afraid to ask you this in the past or whatever, or can you send it? As a matter of fact, down in Miami, I sent a couple of pictures to a middle school. They put them up on the bulletin board. Can you imagine all these years that, you know, they've hated Akbar? Perhaps, you know, things have changed now. You know, in that morning news article, I dubbed some of the fans purgatory fans. They're in between now. You know, they like the bad guys and they like the good guys. But, you know, that's fine. That's all right. It's not going to go completely back like it was. But then again, we can have it close, buddy. That's the whole thing right there. We can have it close. We can have this good Mid-South the way it was. And also a good, clean show. I mean, is it a sissy not to sit out there and cuss? I should say not. I've had some of the greatest men that's ever walked through the ropes that were real, real gentlemen in professional wrestling. So what I'm saying right now is you run a good, clean show, and I insist on it, on all my boys, and come in. And of course, Greg had the Hammer Valentine was in last night, and... his father is in very, very grave. I mean, he is really, really ill, real bad. And Greg was with a heavy heart last night, but he came in and we had a great show in Terrell, Texas last night. It was a sellout, a small building. We're running small buildings, but then again, we're bringing it back up. We're climbing back up, you know. And we bring in, now I've got one in February, the 10th at Sulphur Springs, Texas, and I've got the old Bushwhackers. They're going to be, you know, the sheep herders. Everybody remembers Luke and Butch. So what we're doing, we're giving some of them, we used a lot of the boys from the wrestling camp, and they're doing just great, And, you know, buddy, it's so good to talk to people that want to bring it back the way it was. And I've got some squirrels that come up to that camp, And I'm truthful to him. I can remember one guy coming up one time, and he said, "Hey, here's my robe." I didn't know him. And here's my music. And he had a very expensive robe. I said, "Well, obviously, if you wrestled somewhere before." And he says, "No, sir, I haven't, Mr. Akbar." But he said, "I believe I could beat just about everybody." So he was a little cocky. So I had somebody out there, and bing, bam, boom. "Hey, thank you, ma'am." And Doug's gym, you go up a huge flight of steps to get up there in downtown Dallas. And by the time he left, he was duck walking down those steps. His legs were so rubbery. And of course, you know, I pitched his tape down to him. I said, "Hey, don't forget your music, pal." But so, you know, that's the way we do it.
Yeah.
But most of the kids are humble, and they know, and believe me, they pay dues, and it's a rigorous thing. And we don't promise anything. You can't promise. I can't promise anybody. I've seen some good-looking athletes come in there, and they didn't do it. I had one guy that was a local boy here, I got him some bookings, and that was way back in the late 80s when, you know, Memphis was around and some territories were still left, and he just got homesick and came home, and this kid had every tool available. He was just like Tony here. He was a tremendous, I mean, he was a tremendous prospect. But then again, you know, everybody doesn't feel that way. But to go with my camp, you've got to have to want to do it. I always tell them, if you got in your heart, hey, you got 50% of this battle won.
Yeah, it's just finding that one that has it in their heart.
Oh, yeah. But, if there's such a misconception with some of the kids. They think, well, now this is going to be an easy thing. This is going to be, they want to emulate what they see on television now, which is 5,000 arm drags or whatever, what do you call them, clotheslines and things like that, and they want to do this. And I said, hey, pal, you got to learn the basics first. And if you don't learn the basics, you can tell who's out there can do it and who can't. Believe me, it all goes back to that.
Well, let's do this. Let me take a break, and you'll be thinking about this during the break. When
okay.
we come back, I want you to tell us who showed you the basics and when you knew in your point of your career that wrestling was big and where you were at that time. See, I kind of want to get a little history of you before I let you off of this hour. You're going to be one of my main guests throughout this next year. There's so much about that past that these people want, but we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute with that story.
All right.
Hello, everyone. I'm farm broadcaster Max Armstrong, host of the Farming America Show, heard here on 1330 WNIX. I'm proud to be a part of the lineup on this great station, bringing you Better Farming with Tyson Gehr and the Delta Ag Focus with Chuck Early. Join me, Max Armstrong, for a part of the total ag package on Good Time Oldies WNIX. Catch it in 2001.
You can either choose the leader or a service that is second best. Tech Info is the first internet provider in the Delta. They were the first with 56K technology. They were also the first to institute the V90 standard. And now, Tech Info has web-based email service, which allows you to check your email from anywhere in the world. So why be with an internet provider that's always following? Call 1-800-863-5415 today and sign up with a proven leader, Tech Info.
Hi, I'm Joe Montana, the famous quarterback.
Hey, Joe, is it really you?
Yes, it's me, Joe Montana, in the flesh. Enter the Coca-Cola Craft Super Bowl 35 sweepstakes, and you could be enjoying an awesome Super Bowl party with me, Joe Montana.
Hey, Joe, can I get your autograph?
There you are, young man.
Awesome!
You could also win a Super Bowl ticket, a home entertainment system, or football gear, like this football signed by me, Joe Montana.
Hey, Joe, throw me the ball!
Okay, go long. Frightfully sorry.
Joe Montana was not available for the making of this radio commercial. The real Joe Montana was too busy preparing hors d'oeuvres, stocking up on ice-cold Coke, and signing football gear for the big pregame party on January 28th. For a chance to meet the real Joe, see your nearest participating Coca-Cola retailer for details. Entries must be received by 1-1701. No purchase necessary.
Do like me, Joe Montana, and enjoy the game with Coca-Cola.
The greatest wrestling show on the internet. You're listening to the Mid-South Wrestling Memories, and of course we want you to go over to Garfield's this afternoon. They're having a big Super Bowl party. Eat that steak that Buddy Huggins had before he came over here this afternoon, and drink a cold Budweiser. It's a Super Bowl, and of course we have with us this afternoon the legend, a man that we all remember well, Skandar Akbar.
You know, I was wondering, we haven't got that far advanced in faxing machines where you can fax me one of those great big steaks you're talking about, can't you?
I tell you,
you can't do that, but
when you come to town, now that you done brought it up, I'm going to take you down there to Garfield's, and I'm going to show you what a steak is.
Super.
Those folks are behind,
lover. Yeah.
They're behind wrestling, and that's what I'm doing. I'm, you know, a lot of people, you know, talk about me a lot of times and say things about me. but I'm the most honest. I'm the most, look, I can't do it no other way. If, you know, when I go get a sponsor, I tell them what I'm going to do, and I do what I say. That is the best steak in town, and I appreciate them helping to sponsor wrestling. So all you Greenvillians, y'all go there, and when you're there, you tell management, tell the waitress, tell everybody that thank you for sponsoring Mid-South Championship Wrestling, because, look, folks, without the sponsors, we couldn't do this. Matter of fact, anybody in the business community right now that's listening to this, this is fastly becoming the most listened to radio talk show in Mississippi. My website's the fastest growing website in the state of Mississippi. It's faster, it's getting more hits than the newspapers, more hits than both TV stations. And you remember me just telling your young fella that I've got a surprise coming for everybody. I've taught myself how to do editing, video editing. I've got a TV show coming. First thing I'm going to be working on it, sir, it's all next week. I'm working on your old clips. I've got some dates goes pretty far back with Leroy McGirt and the Bill Watts era.
Okay.
And I'm going to be editing. You know, people can't expect a work of art. I'm going to be editing them for the first time next week. But that show goes on Greenwood system Saturday at 12 o'clock. We've got that time frame from here on out. How long will it take me to build an audience?
Well, that'll be great, buddy. Judging from what you've done, your personal accomplishments, I see no reason why you can't get that done. And, you know, buddy, you were asking me about beginnings, you know, and mine exactly wasn't an obscure beginning. But, you know, I had relatives, my uncles that were wrestlers, knowing Lou Fez was very instrumental in getting me started, Leroy McGirt. And of course, when you see George Culkin helped me quite a bit, say a big hello. I heard somebody mentioning Johnny Cascio's name. They tell him hello for me, and I know him very, very well. Also, as I say, of obscure beginnings, a lot of people, you know, even having a connection in wrestling in the days when I started, hey, you just didn't get in overnight. You had to prove to the fraternity, the great fraternity and veterans of professional wrestling, that you belong, that you had paid your dues, that you were there, and that you would respect the business. And that's the way it was then. And you didn't get in overnight, no matter what it was all about. And I'm happy to say that the greatest moments of my life, one day I realized that I could do it. Of course, you know, I was a strong guy, and I had all the physical tools and everything. And I learned what the longevity of this sport was all about. I kept myself in good condition, which I still do. And I just kept plugging away. And of course, my interviews were one of my strong points. And you have to learn how to talk in professional wrestling. That's a very, very good point. But, yes, I had some tough beginnings, and believe me, there was a lot of times that when I'd come back from the town and I wasn't making much money, that I was hungry. And I never forgot those days.
I've got some pictures that go back to the beginning of your career. I've got them from here and there and from there and here. But when we get together, I'm coming to Dallas, Texas. I'll be there the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It's a Manitech mission taking me there. Cowboy Bill Watts, Killer Carl Cox is going to be there. And Killer and I talked, he's going to be a guest in 3 weeks on this fine radio station. But Killer was telling me about Johnny Valentine being gravely sick and ill, that they were going to do a type of benefit deal for him. Have you got any information on that? Or how
I haven't
that come?
Got it yet, but Greg or... Johnny's Mrs. His wife was going to relay that down to me, buddy, and I'll pass it on to you.
Well, I want to...
He's in Fort Worth in the hospital, and he's just not doing too good at all. And ever since the accident, you know, Johnny never recovered completely. And just recently he had fallen and broken, I believe he broke his neck or his... I don't know. It's really a tough situation. But, you know, as I said, Greg was of heavy heart last night, and but he went out there with me. And
Greg's a veteran, I tell you.
He is.
He's a fine, upstanding professional. I've seen him many times. I'd love to be introduced to him. I think he'd make a great guest for this radio talk show.
Well, I'll be talking to Greg, and I'll relay that on to Greg, too, and I think it would be very, very good.
And you use another gentleman... honky-tonk.
Who's that?
Honky-tonk man.
Oh, yes, yeah, Wayne Ferris, yeah. Wayne Ferris is, he's typical of that, too, you know.
I'd like to interview him, too. There's so many great people here in the next year. I'll have Danny Hodge on, you know, here pretty soon. It's just the talent. You remember Don Jordine? You tell the people a little bit about him real quick. he was a talent.
Spoiler, yeah. He was a tough guy. He was another one of those guys full of that tenacity. And he was typical of what it used to be about.
Yeah, he was. He was that old, that veteran, that grizzly type veteran that was just physical. I seen a sure enough incident where, be another man under the mask, Dr. X, he got a young Terry Gordy in the ring. Terry must have, it's the first year Terry wrestled, he was young. And I was there at the TV studio. Johnny Cassio was there. Johnny, he'll talk about this when he comes on the air. But Dr. X told him, he said, "You better straighten up." And Terry was trying to show off. And Dr. X popped him in the nose and broke his nose.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. If Terry Gordy hadn't have been a man, he probably would have, that'd been the last day he worked, wrestled. That'd been the end of that. But Terry Gordy, broke nose and all, wanted more. Got down on all hands and knees and just drove right on into the old fella and gave him all he wanted. But that's competition. And that's, when you get a grizzly old veteran in the ring, anything could happen. And that's what we got to bring back. We got to bring back that professionalism where these kids, they get trained right. That's the most important thing. And they develop in a high level of competition, so they can get noticed. And that's what it's all about. It's us helping these kids and getting this crowd up where we could bring in the stars to make our young guys stars. You'll be with a guy called Barbaros. He's the beast from the Middle East. He's trained by Abdullah the Butcher. You've been around Barbaros. I've sent him to Texas with you.
That's exactly right, yes.
You've had him on a few shows.
Yeah.
Look, I couldn't control him, so I sent him over to you, and the reports that I'm getting back is that he's done you a world of good, and he's a tremendous, tremendous talent if we could just control him. Now, that leads me to this. Last week, Bill Watts and myself had to go to South Africa for a Manatech mission. We flew over there, and while we was there, we did some R&R, some relaxation time. We stopped in Uganda. We heard at the airport that there was a man living like a king. Bill said, "I think I know who that is." Well, we went and rented a Jeep and we rode out to this man's ranch, farm. And Lord and behold, it was exactly who Bill Watts said it was. It was Kamala.
All right.
And Kamala, guess what he did? Shot me and Bill Watts both. He spoke a broken type of English, but we had a long conversation. Your name came up, and I'm going to tell you, I was impressed. Well, one thing didn't impress me. He said he could speak English when he was here. He just didn't do it because he didn't think the people of Mississippi and the Mid-South deserved hearing him speak.
Well, that's what it's all about.
He left me with this. He said he's not finished. I don't know what he meant. But he told me, when we were leaving, he said, "I'm not finished." And I'm going to leave it at that. I don't know what that means, but we're going to find out.
I believe we will find out.
I tell you.
You know, I'm still in contact with him, and there'll be a lot of good surprises, and it will all be at the benefit of the fans, too.
I tell you, and we're going to all be blessed for this, because me and you are going to make a mission to help people.
Well, let's do it. Let's do it.
Wrestling is one thing, but that's the only reason Bill Watts is involved, for a greater mission.
Uh-huh.
And that mission is, of course, Manatech with him, but the other part is with me. I got 30 seconds. That other part's with me. I want to help children with learning disabilities, and I need your help to do that, and we're going to do it. We're going to bust wrestling wide open in the Mid-South. We're going to bring it back and do our dangest to bring it back. and going to bring it back the right way, the honest way, the old school style.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, buddy. I know we don't have much time left, but I am looking forward to it.
10 seconds.
And we'll get it done.
Appreciate you. Hey, I'm going to have to get you back on here. I'll call you. You're going to be a mainstay of this thing. You're going to be my co-host.
Okay, buddy.
Appreciate it.
That sounds like a winner. Okay. All right. Thanks for having me and my partner.
Thank you.
Bye.
WNIX has brought you wrestling's hottest show, Mid-South Wrestling Memories, with Buddy Huggins. Listen in each Sunday night at 5 o'clock for Mid-South Wrestling Memories. Brought to you by Budweiser, Tech Info, Garfield's, and Coca-Cola. The opinions given on this program do not reflect those of WNIX Radio or the River Group.